Sterling Mayor Skip Lee's favorite colors are green and black. That might not seem like a big deal, but he is the mayor of Sterling, after all, home of the Golden Warriors. Green and black are more often seen in neighboring Rock Falls, where Lee was a teacher for many years. School pride isn't the only dividing line between these two cities, but Rock Falls Mayor Bill Westcott says things are changing.
Everybody in the community, when I went to coffee shops, glad to see you guys talking. That should have been done a long time ago. There's so many things we could all benefit from, and we hear that now. And before, I think people had the same feelings, but whether it was leadership, whether it was just the old school people, whatever it was.
Even when there have been challenges, the cities have been working together. What Mayor Westcott and I have done is maybe heighten the conversation about why that's good and why we need to do that.
Westcott and Lee were friends before they both took office. That might be a major reason the two see eye to eye on many things that could benefit both communities. That includes the recent merging of administrative duties of the city's fire departments. It was made possible in part by the retirement of a longtime chief. Sterling Mayor Skip Lee says the decision wasn't rushed.
Timing is everything. You know, you don't want to force anything. We will look for other opportunities as they arise. In some parts of the city, you know, you're looking at not only changing maybe the structure, but you're looking at changing a culture. And there, that has to be at the right time.
Rock Falls Mayor Bill Westcott agrees.
I think that if we, you know, keep our ear to the rail, as it were, and listen to what our people tell us and try to do these things that are going to make both of our communities advance, we'll be good. Sterling Rock Falls will be good in the future.
Mayor Lee says attracting new businesses is a prime area where competition should be put aside.
You know, if he gets a 5,000-man factory, whoopee, wahoo, I will jump up and down. But one of the most important streets in Sterling, Illinois, is First Avenue, Rock Falls. Because as people come in from the interstate, if First Avenue, Rock Falls is not developed, they're not going to come to Sterling.
Sterling's competition is not Rock Falls, and Rock Falls' competition is not Sterling. And any people that look at it like that or even think that way are really kidding themselves.
That's Heather Sotelo, the executive director of the Greater Sterling Development Corporation.
Our competition is DeKalb. Our competition is Rockford. Our competition is the Quad Cities.
Sandy Henriken is executive director of the Rock Falls Community Development Corporation. They often travel to conferences together under the umbrella of the I-88 West branding.
You know, look at our area, and then they'll, you know, get their attention for the area. Then that's when they'll start to hone in and you know, separately look at the different communities.
When you're looking at bringing a bigger company here, the demographics need to go together. We have to present ourselves as one to them, and that's what we do.
Another area where the two see opportunity is for riverfront development. The cities are at different stages in their long-term plans, but both agree quality of life is becoming more important to attracting new companies and residents. Henriken says that includes adding downtown restaurants and bike paths along the river.
10, 15 years ago, maybe our organizations wouldn't have been so concerned about working so hard on the riverfronts, but I think it's going to change a lot for our communities as far as quality of life, and then ultimately I think it's going to change our economy.
Leaders in Sterling and Rock Falls are becoming more open to bridging not only the river that separates them, but also longstanding rivalries as well. Their hope is that residents are ready to follow suit. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.